Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your neighbor and tell him God said he gonna do it this week? God said he gonna do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. Time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was gonna shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I gotta get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslept. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. You ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody
in. I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a break. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. Come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
say I'm not going to make it. Because power belongs to God. High five somebody and tell them, don't you let nobody tell you you can't make it. Because power belongs to God.
Space Evans, y'all, please. Come on, y'all can do better than Chicago.
Go before the Father. Miss Faith Evans.
Good morning, and welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Apostle Donnell Douglas, along with none other than the lovely co-host, my partner in ministry and my partner in life, none other than the prophetess, the woman of God, Christina Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. Is what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we are just excited about what God has to say on this morning to these His people. Listen, guys, you guys know the protocol. You know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Let us go into effectual fervent prayer before we go any further. Let us talk to the Lord. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity, Father God, to come before you in the presence of these, your people. Father, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would touch the minds, the hearts, and the spirit of those that are under the sound of our voices, God. Whatever the situation may be, God, we pray this morning, God, that you would cause a tremendous shift in their lives. Cause the enemy to be terrified and your people, Father, to be lifted up out of the scene, God, that the enemy sought that they had a weapon or a foothold against their life even now. Father, we pray, God, for the noisome pestilence that's speaking in their ear to silence that thing right now. God, the chaos that's in their minds, God, we pray that you would silence that chaos. God, whatever it is that's in or on their heart, Father God, God, that is keeping them from feeling your presence on this morning, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would turn your hand right now, God, and cause the enemy to loose his hold right now in the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. And let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the body of Christ said, amen. As always, guys, we like to share a passage of scripture with you on this morning. And the passage of scripture is my favorite passage of scripture, which is Psalms 1:1. It says, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the sorrowful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. Amen. That is our passage of scripture for this morning. Now, we're going to share another passage of scripture with you. We'll get to that in a moment. But we want to also make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in. We thank you guys overseas, all of our overseas partners that are listening in. We thank you so very much for tuning in and being a part of the broadcast. We understand that even that, in that, you guys are subject to being persecuted for that. So we understand that the work that you guys do, that you take your hand and put your hand to the plow and you continue to toil and work and do as you do before the people so that they see that the glory of the Lord is in and on your life. So we thank God for this opportunity to be able to share with you a powerful, life-changing, life-shifting word on today. And we thank you guys for continuing to partner up with us and listening. Now, we know that the taskmasters of that era is right now. It's very, 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 very hard on you guys. This is not an easy thing for you. We know that they have their foot on your neck. But listen, hear me and hear me well. There is a shift that's going to take place. God is changing the guard. There are some things that are happening even right now. So just stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and know that the Lord is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. So trust in him in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So continue to walk with Go up with God. And know that you're not in this battle by yourself. Know that there are a whole company of brothers and sisters that are interceding and praying for you even right now. We're praying for you right now. So know that the Bible says, where one put 1,000 to flight, two put 10,000 to flight. Just imagine this company of brothers and sisters that are praying for you and interceding for you and calling on the name of the Lord for you, that the enemy has to let go. He has to flee. The Bible says he's going to come in one way, but he'll send them out seven different ways. So we thank God for the opportunity to intercede and pray for you, and know and know and know and know that your work that you're doing is not in vain. Amen. So let us acknowledge those countries. Let's make sure that we acknowledge those countries on this morning. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, and we have Mexico. Thank you guys again. We appreciate you. Remember, guys, to like and share with your family. Those of you all that are listening in, make sure that you like and share with your family. Let your family know that there are some encouragers that's on the air, and they are encouraging us and empowering us and strengthening us and giving us that drive and that push to keep on going in the battle, in the fight. And know that, and tell them, they're letting us know that we're not by ourselves. We're not the only ones that's out here that's doing it. Amen? So sometimes we get discouraged because we feel like we're the only ones on the battlefield. You know, the old church used to say, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, and then they break it down and they tell him, I'm holding up the bloodstained banner until I die. So know that this battle and the battlefield that you're on, you're not on the battlefield by yourself. You got some brothers and sisters that's out here that's on the battlefield that's fighting a good fight of faith, just as you are, right alongside you. We're not going to let you get weary in well-doing, and know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. Amen? Amen. So listen, guys, we're just going to take a really quick musical break. And listen, guys, I promise you, what's going to come next will bless you. What's going to come next will bless you. So hang on. And listen in, keep listening in, keep your ear to the grindstone, okay, keep your ear to the grindstone. God has a word for you today. God has a word for you today. There is going to be a shift that's going to take place. So know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. So hang on for a minute. We're going to take a quick musical break. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many think you were honest, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread. And down from glory, many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a
carpenter.
You are the
living
word. Awesome ruler,
gentle redeemer. God with us,
God with us.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Good morning and welcome back to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're just excited about what God has to say on this morning. That was none other than Fred Hammond. You are the living word. Amen. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, what we need to have, what we need to understand, that God is our living word. He is the word made flesh. He came from heaven to earth, and he came down. And that he came down, he died on a tree, that we may have life and have life more abundantly. We thank God this morning for him giving his life. And if he had not given his life, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing right now. We wouldn't be in this praise mode. We wouldn't be in this mode of thanksgiving. We wouldn't be in this mode of worship if he had not given his life for us. So this morning, we want to take out the time this morning to say, thank you, Lord, for giving your life for a wretch or none. Of people who were really not ready for a savior, but you came on the scene anyway. And Father, we thank you for it. Listen, guys, this morning, I'm not going to prolong the time. We have a word from the Lord on this morning that we want to share. We want to just drop this in your spirit this morning here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We just want to drop this on your heart. Those of you all who will be following along with us in the passage of Scripture that we will be reading from, Second Corinthians, the third chapter, and the 18th verse. 2 Corinthians 3:18. We will be reading the King James Version. We'll be reading the King James Version. It says, "But we all, with open face, beheld as in a glass the glory of the Lord, and the change into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the living," "by the Spirit of the Lord." I'm going to read that again. "But we all, with open face, beheld as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the living God." We're going to title this, as there was a such thing as titling God's word, the season of the reveal. The season of the reveal. Come on, let me help you this morning. I'm not going to be before you very long. I'm going to drop this on your heart, because I feel like this is something that God has given to me to share with us on this morning. Not only am I preaching to you this morning, but I believe that God dropped this in my spirit for me. So let me bless us this morning. Can I bless us this morning? This passage of scripture, as we read it, it's talking about us being changed before the presence of the Lord. There are some of us in earshot this morning that are hearing my voice that's overseas and in the other countries, and right here in the good old United States of America, you hear my voice this morning. I want to let you know that the condition that you're in right now, my God, today, God has not allowed you to be here for you to stay there. Come on here. I'm going to say that again, because that blessed somebody. Just because you're there, it does not mean because you're there, you're going to stay there. There has a changing. There is a reveal that's going to take place. I understand that the condition that you're in right now may be a little difficult. It may be a little complex. Things may not be working out like you want them to work out. It may not be going the way you want it to go. It may not be showing you what you need to see in the season that you're in. But can I be the bearer of good news for you this morning and push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny on this morning? Can I give you a little something that'll give you a little push this morning? God is not only able, but he's well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. But we have to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. While we're on this journey, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot be distracted. We're going to act like we're in church. Talk two or three people around you and let them know we can't get distracted. We can't get distracted. This journey that we're on right now, we can't afford, watch this here, to lose focus. Touch that neighbor right there, right there, that neighbor right there, and say, excuse me, neighbor, have you lost focus in this thing? Don't lose focus, because watch this here. God is not only working behind the scenes, but God is working it for your good. Oh, Lord, that moved somebody right down in the city or they never died. So God is not only working behind the scenes for us, brothers and sisters, he's working it for our good. He has to allow us to go through this. Watch the text, please, so we can get to the change. Touch that person. Come on. Come on. We're going to act like we're in church. Touch that person. Touch that person that's right there next to you. And say, excuse me. Do you feel the change? Do come here and let me help you this morning. Yeah. In order for you to understand that there is a change, you must believe there's a change. Oh, God, that's going to bless somebody right there. Huh? What are you standing on? What do you believe right now? Huh? Do you believe that God is able to do what he says he's going to do? Do you believe that God will reveal unto you that you need to see? The things that are seen, the temple, but the things that is unseen is eternal. Can I help you with something? I used to read this passage of scripture, and when I read this passage of scripture, it was to a point to where I didn't really understand it. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I struggle with that because I said, God, you're asking me to walk into this thing and blind faith. And I said, God, you got to reveal it to me like I need to see it, because I'm not comprehending this the way you're showing it to me. I need clarity in this text. God began to show me, say, son, you real good. You got some real good questions. Let me help you real quick. See, y'all know, I don't know. Y'all don't talk to God like that. I be talking to God, and God be great. Me and God be having a full conversation. Y'all don't understand. Me and God got a real, me and God got a real, real good conversation we be having with each other. Watch that. Watch what he told me. He said, son, I'm not asking you to walk blindly into anything, but I'm asking you to trust me beyond everything that you see. Oh, Lord, right in here is where I have the problem. I say, but God, I'm trusting you, but what I see is not what you're revealing. He said, you've asked the greatest question, son. I'm so glad that we're having this conversation so I can give you clarity. He said, I send those things, or I allow those things, that when they come and they are contrary to what you see, it builds your testimony. Oh, Lord. See, because you have to trust me beyond the thing that you see. You still have to believe that I am able, that I am God, and that I will do what I said I'm going to do, not only for you, but I'm going to do it in you. Father, you are so wise in your speaking. God began to give me the revelation that no matter what my condition or circumstance may be, no matter how jacked up the problem is, no matter how hard it may be seen right now, that he is yet working it for my good. So I had to come back to 2 Corinthians 3:18. And he says, watch this here, but we all who with open face beheld as in a glass the glory of God. Touch your neighbor and say, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. God will give you clarity. He will open up your eyes, and he'll let you see the very thing that you need. He'll make it clear as glass. He'll make it to the point to where you ain't got to struggle with what what you see, but you got to trust him in the process. See, one of the, Lord have mercy. This is work, but I love it. 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 Watch this here. Watch the text. Hey, we got to trust him in the process, because watch this here. Even though we may be able to see through it, there's still a process. Touch your neighbor, touch your neighbor, touch your neighbor. Say, excuse me, neighbor. You do realize that there is a process to this. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. There is a process. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, the process don't feel good. So, oh, Lord, preacher, you preaching this morning. Listen. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, the process does more. The process, you're like, is doing more damage than it is good. Because watch what the process does. Let me show you what the process does. The process is actually designed. Watch what the process is designed to do. The process is designed to show you you. I know y'all was thinking, but y'all was looking for something real deep and revelated. But see, watch. There's clarity and simplicity. Oh, God. There's clarity and simplicity. You looking for something real deep. You looking for the angel to come out from heaven. The heaven was going to open and the door was going to shut, going to come down, and he was going to say, this is the Lord speaking. No. Watch this. The process shows you you. The process is actually designed to chip some things away from you that you have in your life. It is designed to kill away, watch this here, you. Because in this next change, in this revealing, watch this here, in this revealing, God has to take out the time to show you that once I reveal it to you, I'm not just going to show it to you, and then you have it, and you not walk. Oh, Father, you're messing these people up early this morning. You're messing these people up early this morning. You got to understand that you cannot be in a place when God reveal you. You can't be in a place where you're going to go. Like the scripture says that a wise woman builds up a house, but the foolish woman, watch what she does. She tears it down. God don't want you to be in a place to where you act foolishly and tear down all the work that he's done. Can I preach like I feel it in my spirit on this morning? A lot of us have had some great reveals, but because they come the apostle has showed up on the scene. Watch this. We have had some great things to be revealed in our life, but because we were so foolish, we went in and plucked it down. Had the perfect marriage. We had the perfect relationship. The perfect business. But because of our foolish thinking, because of our foolish, oh God, you really messing some stuff up for these people this morning. You came on the scene, you tanned some stuff down. Okay, I get you, Holy Ghost. That's the purpose of the message. Okay, watch this here. The reveal will take place, and when the reveal takes place, because we are in the season of the reveal, but God has to chip away some things from it. See, it's like a doctor's appointment. Okay, Holy Ghost, take him down now. See, it's like a doctor's appointment. We don't like going to the doctor. Okay, hold on. Let me talk about me. I don't like going to the doctor. Because every time I leave out of the doctor's office, I feel as if that the doctor is really just talking. And he's like, I'm personally about to die. I'm about to get teach because he is really tripping. He talks. He gave me some news. I'm like, bruh. I didn't even feel like none of this that I felt like when I walked in here. But watch this here. It is designed to give you the information that you need to fix. I sat back, and when God revealed this to me, when he gave me this revelation, I was like, okay, God, you play too much. I said, you play entirely too much. He said, no, but I have to put it in terms of what you understand it, son. See, because a lot of times we try to get this grand information about the situation, and it's really not even that. It's just about the simplicity of the thing. See, we make the revelation of God complicated, when in actuality, it's just a simple thing. Watch the text. It says we beheld it, open face beheld it, and it was like glass. It's like glass. The glory of the Lord was revealed. We look through this situation and seeing on the other side what God has promised us. We see the glory of the Lord on the other side. We haven't got there yet, but we can see it. Now watch what the text says. He says there shall be a change that's going to come. Even from glory to glory. The change will come. The change will come. The shift will come. The revealing will come in the glory of the Lord. But we have to learn how to watch this up. Operate in the place that we're in. Oh, Jesus, help right there, right there, right there. Right, that little piece of section right there. Let me help you right there. Let me help you. The glory of the Lord is revealed, ladies and gentlemen, to us. But we have to learn how to watch him. Wait until the time that God says, because if we move too soon, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. If we move out of time, because see, God is a Y'all forgive me, that was stuck. God is a revealer of those who seek him, but watch this. God is a timely God. Y'all know Ecclesiastes. Y'all know the text. Y'all know the passage of the scriptures of Ecclesiastes that says it like this. There's a time and a season for everything under the sun. There's a time. See, but watch this. We have to be mindful of the time and timing of God. The revelation is this. This is the revelation. Let me show you the revelation. The revelation is the glory of the Lord is revealed, but we have to mark time until it is time. Touch about two or three people that's around you and say, mark time until it is time. See, because one of the worst things you can do in this walk with God is operate out of the timing of God. There is a timing. There is a timing in God that we miss as a body. We miss, what's this? We miss as the prophet. We miss as the preacher. We miss as the evangelist, as the apostle, as the bishop. We miss the timing of God because we operate, what's this? In ourselves. We operate in ourselves. And that's the worst thing to do, is to operate in yourself. See, self-preservation is a human thing that we do just as individuals. Because we'll look, oh God, you first natural, then spiritual. Okay, God, I hear you. Listen, We operate in the natural mindset of self-preservation because we'll see a condition, and instead of us waiting for God to move by his power and by his strength, we'll come along and we'll try to fix it ourselves. Yeah. Okay. We got a 1-year-old grandson. His name is Naven. Naven. Naven is the business. I don't care what nobody say. My grandson is the business. That boy there is the business. But watch this here. Watch. Moving out of time is like giving Naven a wrench and telling him to go fix the car. He's one. Naven going to get out there. He's going to get the wrench. The hood is going to be up. But when Naven gets finished, boy, look at here. Let me tell you something. The windshield wiper's going to come on when you turn the engine on. When you press the gas, the horn going to blow. He's going to fix it for you. But it's not going to be right. Now, watch the text. When we move out of the timing of God, that's what we do. We gum up the works. And see, God, you messing with these people real bad this morning. All of the stuff that God then worked on and tried to come together for you, and with all the work that he's done, you have just prolonged all the time that God has put into it. Because watch this, not only are you not going to see what God has done, you're not going to partake of what God done. Come here, Moses. Let's talk to the people real quick. Moses, come on in. God bless you, Moses. Thank you for being on the broadcast. Y'all know I ain't got to go no good sense. Y'all better pray for me. Listen, come on in, Moses. Have a seat, man. Talk to the people, man. Bless the people on today. We want to talk real quick about you not seeing. Watch this here. You didn't see the land flowing with milk and honey. God bless you, Apostle Douglas. Thank you for having me on broadcast, man. Listen, I am just excited about being here. I appreciate you allowing me to come in and share with you people on this morning. God bless you, Worldwide Gospel Connection. Y'all know I got good to say. I pray for me. Yeah? Listen. So here, Moses, go ahead on and just share with them and let them know exactly what was going on with you and this situation with this not seeing the land of milk and honey. Well, Pastor, Apostle, listen, this is what happened. I was supposed to only strike the rock once. And I got frustrated and I struck the rock twice. And because out of my frustration, me striking the rock, it caused me to be in a place to where I miss God. Now, I didn't miss heaven, but I miss God. I missed the opportunity. Oh, God, preacher, you're helping the people. Go ahead on. I missed the opportunity. I missed the shifting in God because what I did was I operated out of humanity. See, the missing of God is not in what we are, us missing heaven, but it missed the working of God. Because see, watch this. Moses could have very well walked into the land with the people. He very well could have walked in to the land with the people and crossed over. It wasn't even a changing of the guard. It was a necessity of the change because Moses operated out of self. Watch. We have to understand this very important and finite thing when it comes to the moving of God's hand. I'm getting ready to close. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures, but I'm getting ready to close. We have to be mindful, people of God, that in this season of the reveal, in this season of the shift, in this season of the change, people of God, watch this here. We have to be mindful that when we operate in a way that our minds, our hearts, and our spirits are connected. Yes, we will get frustrated, but don't let the frustration make you miss God. Hello, lights and walls. Don't get so frustrated in the matter. Okay, Holy Ghost, you're talking to me this morning. Don't get so frustrated in the shift. Don't get so frustrated in the shift that you miss not only what God is saying, not only what God is doing, not only what God is revealing, but you miss your turn and you miss your time. We are in the season of the reveal, ladies and gentlemen. You're on the cusp of coming in to the next shifting in God. We're in the season of the reveal. We're at the doorway of the reveal. Don't get frustrated by what you see in this season. Don't get weary and well-doing because of what you see in this season. Because in this season, watch the season that we're in. We're in the season of the shift and the reveal. Please don't get left behind. Don't get left in the shift. While everybody else is getting shifted, you're sitting there, you're still weary and well-doing. Keep moving. Watch this here. Psalms 84:7 says this. They go from strength to strength until each appears before God in Zion. You go from strength to strength. As you go through this thing, watch this here, as the reveal happens, you will get stronger and stronger. But you cannot let what you see keep you from, it's always designed, listen to the words that's coming out of my mouth, people of God, let me help you. It's always been designed to make you better, never bitter. That's what it's always been. It's always been that way. It's always been, he's making you better and not bitter. It's not designed to kill you. It's actually designed to strengthen you. Watch this here. Let me show you. Let me give you one more. Now watch this here. This is what you don't want to do. 1 Corinthians 3:13. Now we see but a dim reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face, now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. What we don't want to do is have a dim reflection. That's what we don't want to do. We don't want to be in the place to where we have a dim reflection. But watch this. Even in the text, it says, even though you have a dim reflection, he said, you will see face to face. Be careful that you don't stay stuck in the dim reflection. Come here, let me help you real quick. My grandmother used to have this old mirror. This mirror was old. It was an old mirror that my granny had in her room. And it started to kind of like, I don't know if y'all ever had seen one of those mirrors that the little reflection paint has started peeling off of the back of it. And in certain parts of it, you can look at it, you can see yourself in it, but it wasn't as clear as other parts of the mirror. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, our perspective is off. That's good preaching right there, preacher. That's good preaching. Our reflection is off. And because our reflection is off, people of God, guess what we wind up doing? We wind up missing what God is doing because we're looking at the wrong reflection. Even though the scriptures say, even though we know in parts and we see in parts. This is actually about the prophet. This is the prophet. We know in parts and we see in parts. But watch this. The great reveal is when God reveals it to you. You just have to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Listen, guys, it has been a fantastic moment for me to share this word of shift and word of change with you on this morning. I am so glad that we had this opportunity to speak this word here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you guys so much. We appreciate you guys so much. Continue to listen in. We're going to go and take a really quick commercial break, and we will be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Anybody ready? Ready for his glory? If you are sick of a life, let me tell you the story. Every place that's dark, he will bring it to light. Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right. See, I include myself. I cast my own stone. I'm the man in the mirror, y'all. I can see my wrong. But I'm here by grace. Christ by faith. I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that, give me that.
Oh, anybody tired? You want the show to end? Get the actors off stage and let church begin. Do you want a revolution? You want to hear new songs? See, God is cleaning up house. At first he started right at home. Now my miracle water burnt close for money and fame. See, everybody got a title, but do you know your name? If we humble ourselves, people fall on our face and ask God everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Give me that joy that I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I can take.
I see you.
Give me that
one more time.
Give me that
one more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's the peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Come on.
And I choose you today. Cause I need you today. I can't get away. See there's no escape. See what you've done to me. I'm not the same old me. You took away everything. Now you're my everything.
Everything.
Now you're my everything.
Now you're my everything.
Give me that God who breathes life into
to the nostrils of man. And sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future, at the same time he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears and provides enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Give
me
that God,
that's the God I'm talking about. Give me that. I'm at a loss of words now. Oh, I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Amen. Listen, guys, we have come to the portion of the broadcast where we give you the invitation to Christ. Our scripture is Romans 10 and 9, and we call this the Overcomer Scripture. We call this the Overcomer's invitation. We present to you the invitation to come to Christ. And it's simply Romans 10 and 9, 7 3, it says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, and you will be saved. There are many of you right now under the sound of our voices. The devil has really did a number on you. I feel compelled to do this, so y'all forgive me if it takes me a little longer than what I normally do. There are so many people that are in the body that are hurting. They left the body because they were hurting the body. And now they're in a place to where they need clarity. Because of the scars and the wounds that they had experienced in the body. A body of believers where way back when I grew up, we used to hear that the church was the saints' hospital. Come and bring all of your burdens and your cares. I know a man that will take care of all your cares. Some of you went and you found out that I get hurt just as much as I in the church. Come on, let me help you. As I did in the world. I got just as many scars in the church as I did in the world. So why in the world would I want to be here experiencing what I am experiencing? My tears that I cry are just as bad or even worse inside the church than it was inside the world. But I come here this morning to give you this opportunity to let you know, even though it hurts, it was necessary. You say, well, preacher, you got to explain this to me because I don't comprehend what's coming out of your mouth right now. I'm going to help you. It was necessary because you're here now. You're hearing the true word of God that says this to you. Even though the pain and the frustration and the anger and the hurt, and you backslid, you went back into the world, you did your worldly thing, you're still probably doing your worldly thing, and you feel like you're in church, but you feel like you're not worthy because I've fallen and I've made the mistakes. But let me give you comfort. Moses was a murderer. David was an adulterer. And Abraham was a liar. All this happened in the walk in God. So I'm not giving you this as a cop-out, but I'm giving you this to let you know that you're not alone. It does not matter where you are now. God will reveal himself to you. David became king. Abraham was the father of many nations. Moses was the leader of the children of Israel. What am I saying? I'm saying this. You can come back from the thing that the enemy trying to make you think that you can't come back from. You've been set up for a setback, for a major comeback. Today is your comeback day. You stopped in just in time to hear that not only is God able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. The only thing we got to do is just trust in him and let him do what he does best, and that is be God and be big in our life. So do me a favor. Lend me your hearts this morning and allow me to speak a word of life to you. I'm going to pray, and when I pray, this is what I want you to do. I'm going to pray that scripture, Romans 10 and 9. When I get there, I want you to receive it. I just want you to say, Lord, I receive it. I take this. I take this on, and we'll go from there. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voices on this morning, God. Across the country, across this world, overseas. God, we pray today. God, that you would speak life and speak life more abundantly into them. God, no matter where they may find themselves at right now, God, be the strength that they need to be, that you need to be for them right now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, restore and power and strengthen them, God, right now. God, recover them right now. And let them know that even in this, God, that you are yet God and you are yet God all by yourself. Now, God, I speak the scriptures over their life. That Romans 10 and 9 right there is what you said to speak. So I speak it over their life. That they confess with their mouth and they believe with their hearts that Jesus died and that he was raised from the dead. As they lift their hands to receive it, Father God, I pray right now, God, not only are they saved, but now they are safe in your care. Let them know that even in this, God, you are yet God and you are yet God all by yourself. Wipe the tears from their eyes, encourage their hearts, and strengthen them on every hand. Let them know that even in this, God, that you are doing what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life. Come, Father God, now and restore them that they may be able to walk in the thing, God, that you promised them that they will walk in. God, recover, restore, and strengthen them right now through the word of God. And let them walk freely in who you are and who they are in you. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Listen, guys, we thank you so much for being a part of today's broadcast this morning. Listen, let me give you these three keys. Let me give you these three important keys before we get off the line tonight, this morning. One, get you a really good Bible. Those of you all who are outside, you outside of the church, get you a really good Bible. Get under somebody who is preaching and teaching the word. Don't get under nobody that's not living the word that they're preaching. Number three, make sure that the life that they live is a life that they live in the pulpit as well as outside of the pulpit. Those are three important keys. Well, when you go and visit, please make sure, because the COVID is crazy. Listen, y'all put y'all mask on, y'all sanitize, y'all make sure that y'all do y'all social distancing, because this is an important thing. This is an important thing. You guys got to make sure that you're covered. Amen? Amen. So that is our portion of the broadcast on this morning. Thank you guys so much for being a part. Those of you all who would like to sow into the ministry on this morning, you can do so by going to the Cash App. It's the $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. You can sow a seed. Now, remember, our belief system is like this. You sow a seed into us, and we take that seed and we sow that seed into another man's field. And when we sow that seed into another man's field, that's how you reap a harvest. Watch this. In a field you did not sow. We're going to have to do a lesson on that. We're going to teach y'all about that sowing and reaping process. But please make sure you do that. Also, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Corey Gift to Give Bath Bombs, which is Prophetess Douglas's, the lady of our house, of the Outer House International, as well as the Worldwide Gospel Connection. This is my lovely wife. She has a business. This is Corey Gift to Give Bath Bombs. You guys make sure you guys get in contact with her. Some fantastic products that she has. You can do so by reaching out to her by texting 832-816-7933, or you can go to CoreyGiftToGives34@gmail.com. You can get in contact with her with any one of those contact information, okay? God bless you guys. Thank you again for tuning in and being a part of what God is doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we thank God for you. We really do. We thank God for you. We thank God for this opportunity to share what God has given to us to share with the body of Christ. And you guys, we love you so very much. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. And we look forward to you guys joining us again on tomorrow for our Wisdom and Worship Wednesday, our Wisdom and Worship Wednesday. Again, thank you guys. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. Thank you guys.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now.
That's why I'm not ashamed to say,
Jesus.